Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 20, we were taught that when we are attacked for our stands for the Lord, we need to realize that it is Satan that is our leading attacker. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
A spirit of criticism is never the spirit of a good Christian. It's not the spirit of someone you should follow. And just remember this. Know the Word of God so well that when something that is erroneous is said, you can stand up and say, no, that's wrong. And you can stand against it. But don't go through with a fine-tooth comb like a courtroom lawyer trying to just find something wrong.
Well, that's what they said, but that's not what they meant.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that is a problem when people get like that. How about Ephesians 5:25? Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You see, a true love involves giving of yourself. Instead of looking to find what's wrong with that person, you're looking to do what you can to help that person to be what they ought to be in Christ. So David is exercising as Christ loved us, the opposite of a critical spirit. How do we respond when brethren attack us? Is it honesty as Christ loved us? Maybe. Those things others say are a result of being tempted by Satan. Maybe God allows it to test our obedience and our reaction to show us what we are, even though the accusations may be false. I'm in my 60s, a minister my age that's been in the ministry for years. We quit answering a long time ago, people that attack us and say things about us. We won't have any time to do anything else if we do that. And so understanding that that's just the way it is, we kind of pass up those things. And matter of fact, sometimes I kind of have the attitude it makes them feel so good to say those things about me that even if it is false and wrong, that I hate to break up their joy, you know. So God knows, and that's what's important because he's the one we're trying to please. But yet, we need to understand that that person that's critical of us, that person that sows discord, they're not our enemy. It's the spirits. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And all of those are organizations of devils, of spirits, and they fight this battle as an army against us. And so a lot of times when we have to oppose things, we're opposing that, but those things are in people, and the critical spirit gets in people. We can oppose the critical spirit, but love those people. Speak the truth in love, as Ephesians 4:15 states. And that's what we need to do. Speaking the truth in love does not mean that you water down the stand against sin. Doesn't mean that you water down holiness. No. But it does mean that you see those people and that they're deceived and they lack the capacity to understand they are deceived. Now, that takes us into verse 2, and we see Jonathan there. He says, after David tells him what's about to happen, he says, God forbid. You're not going to die. My father would have told me. Why would my dad hide this from me? Now, here's a pastor of church, also have a Christian school. And oftentimes we see this in parents. A child talks back at school, gets in trouble, and he denies it at home. And the parent automatically, school's wrong, my child's right. I know when my child lies to me, my child's not lying to me. You know how many times I've heard that? You're just trying to cause trouble for my child. You know how many times I've heard that? And parents want to believe that their child would not do that their child would not lie. But my friend, your child was born with the same sin nature that I was born with and all of us are. Sometimes we simply can't see the tree for the forest, someone has said. Now, it's one thing to be forgiving and forbearing, but it's quite another thing for our hearts to admit that sometimes the evil is true in the ones we love. And this is what Jonathan is facing with his father. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Often parents blame the troubles of their children on the wrong crowd. That crowd had a bad influence on my son. That crowd had a bad influence on my daughter. If your child runs with the wrong crowd, your child is the wrong crowd. However, don't give up on that child. You keep that child in prayer. You live righteously. You do what you ought to do. And maybe that child will see the mercy of God and turn back to Him. Sometimes we'll see a young adult that's killed in a tragic accident. And it always seems to be a tragedy when somebody dies suddenly like that, that's middle-aged or younger or has children at home. But when people get older and they start hitting my age group, we say we're sorrowful, but it's not really tragic. That's life. Tragedy. But they look back and they say, well, you know, that man served God. There are many pleasant memories. He didn't die young. He didn't die middle age, so it wasn't a waste. However, the guy my age dying, and I've lived wild, and I've just made a mess of my entire lifetime, then we say it's a tragedy and a waste. Now, Jonathan and Saul will die together. In war. Both their deaths are tragic. Saul's, because his life was a waste when he had so much opportunity before God. Jonathan's is a tragedy, but it's still a very pleasant memory. He was a true friend. Well, Jonathan thought, after talking with Saul in chapter 19, that no, David, Dad's not going to try to kill you. I mean, Jonathan stood by his dad. They talked together. They fought together. They had a strong father-son relationship. They fought side by side. And Dad would never hide the truth from me. But understand this. Whether the sin is in your mate or in your child or your friend, sin is illogical. Sin is a mocker. It is a destroyer. When sin reigns in a man, he will betray his own family. There have been parents with alcohol, drugs, pornography addictions, who are just so plain self-centered that although they say they love the child, they'll lie and they'll do other things that goes against their comfort and their convenience. And it's the pull of these various things that enslaves them. Now, when we are not faithful to our Father's house, that is to the local church, when we aren't faithful in setting a good example, when we aren't faithful in our word, then we begin to break the trust factor. And that child will never see you as worthy of their trust. That friend, that mate will not see you as worthy of their trust. Because your lifestyle is crushing them spiritually and emotionally. And so your hope becomes to ask God's forgiveness, throw yourself on the altar, and open the door for you to prove yourself and to establish that your word is good and your friendship is good and your love is good and your life is right. And that will take time for people to see it, because people cannot see your heart, only God, even when it's your closest family member or your closest friend. Jonathan trusted his father's word, but Jonathan was greatly deceived. Can your children crush your word? Or do you have them snowed? Now, my friend, don't do as Saul to build your relationship with your children by trying to make them like you and think, boy, he's really cool. That's a cool father. No, build your relationship on the truth and the righteousness of the Word of God. Well, after Jonathan says, David, I just can't believe that. David says, oh no, in verse 3. There's but a step between me and death. Your dad hasn't told you because he knows how much you love me and what a good friend you are to me. Now, you may ask, why does one try to live righteous and holy as David was trying here? And it seems like everything goes against him. It almost seems like a waste. You try to have standards for yourself, and the world begins to mock. But worse than that, Christians in your own church and in your own circles will say malicious things against it. But the truth is, when these things happen, you just learn to find your strength, your help, your comfort in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 26 has a beautiful promise for us that he will keep your heart in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Jehovah. How do you keep your mind stayed on him? Through the Word of God. Now, people say, look at this, and you know, David's saying, there's but a step between me and death. When we really think about it today, we have automobiles at breakneck speeds, the AIDS virus that spreads, and other things that are going around.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.